Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Daniel chapter 11, Dr. Bloom gave us a list of names associated with the Antichrist. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Revelation 13, verses 5 through 7 says, And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things, and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and overcome them. Power was given to him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. Well, this guy has some power, doesn't he? This Antichrist, this beast, this world leader. You know, several men, Jayburn McGee, Arthur Pink, Dwight Pentecost, just to name a few, have given a list of names in scriptures that are used of Antichrist. As a matter of fact, they'll give a name, they'll list a scripture with it. But let me just give you the names and assure you that there are many, they line up the scriptures, get you a good concordance if you would like to look it up, a strong concordance. But these are some of the names that are applicable to the Antichrist. The bloody and deceitful man. The wicked one. The man of the earth. The mighty man. The enemy. The adversary. The head of many countries. The violent man, the Assyrian, the king of Babylon, the S-U-N, son of the morning, the spoiler, the nail, the branch of the terrible ones, the profane, the little horn, the prince that shall come, the vile person, the willful king, the idle shepherd, the man of sin, the son of perdition, the lawless one, the Antichrist, the beast, and we could add to that one coming in his own name, the king of fierce countenance, the desolator because of the abomination of desolation. Well, that's quite a list of names the Bible has for this man. And they're all true of him, and in the future, that's prophecy right now. But when it becomes history and we're standing in heaven, we'll see that everything God said was true. Even though he puts many saved people to death, God is still in control. The Antichrist shall prosper only till the indignation shall be accomplished. Now, the carnal mind of man will turn to the Antichrist. When men choose their own leaders, they tend to choose people who are like they are, immoral, liars, and they're okay with them if their pocketbook is not affected. The reason for sorry leaders in many places where you have a democracy is because sorry people elect them. Principle must be more important than prosperity to a voter. Now, having said that, let's go into verse 37. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. He says, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. Now, that's Jewish terminology. And so I believe this shows the Antichrist to be a Jew. Jews know that Jehovah is God of their fathers. And so that term was often used in speaking of Jews, God of our fathers, the God of his fathers. We heathens, we've had so many gods, we can't say the God of our fathers because they had so many. Now, I believe that this not only shows that Jehovah is the God of his fathers, showing that he's a Jew, I believe that he's a Jew of the tribe of Dan. Jacob, in his prophecy to Joseph in Genesis 49, verses 16 and 17, said, Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse's heels, so that his rider shall fall backwards. Well, who does the Bible refer to as an adder or a serpent? Of course, that is Satan himself. But he'll be a judge. Revelation chapter 7, it's interesting that when you have 12,000 sealed out of each tribe of Israel during the tribulation period, the tribe of Dan is not mentioned. And they're not mentioned again until the millennial reign in Ezekiel chapter 48, in which they have been restored. Now, my friend, I believe that whether it's before the rapture or after the rapture, there's going to be something that will be able to show these Jews from which tribe they are. Now, today, most of them think they're of either Levi or Judah, but most of them really aren't sure what tribe they're of. They guess at it. But the day's going to come when all of them are going to know which tribe they're of. There's going to be something. I don't know if archaeology will reveal that. I don't know if there's some type of science that will reveal that. But one way or the other, they will know of which tribe they belong. But don't forget also, when I say this about the Antichrist being of the tribe of Dan, being a Jew, that idolatry was introduced into Israel first through the tribe of Dan. And it was introduced first after entering the land during the period of the judges. The word regard here has the idea of understand. But it's in the sense of to observe, pay attention to. So this Antichrist will not pay attention to Jehovah, as Revelation shows both blasphemy and the abomination of desolation in Revelation 13. If he were not a Jew, would he be recognized as a leader for the Jews? Of course not. He would come as an impostor and be rejected, and without a peace treaty or a covenant signed as that which begins the tribulation period, there will be something about the world leader that will cause the Jews to trust in him. And I believe that one of those things is that he will be a Jew. And I believe that he'll be of the tribe of Dan. It says, nor the desire of women. Now, some interpret that all women in Israel wanted to be mother of Messiah. That is, that was their desire. But the next phrase says in this verse, nor regard any god, which means he won't honor Jehovah, nor any god of the Gentiles. Why? Because he's going to magnify himself above all to be worshipped. The image is going to be of him. Now, if you go back to the desire of women, the best fit by context, I believe, is that the physical drive or marriage, he's not going to pay attention to that. He's not going to observe that. He's not going to be driven. He's not going to be a womanizer. I believe that he's going to be a single man, not a womanizer. And, of course, there's many politicians I can think of in America, let alone other places, that leaves them out as the Antichrist. One more statement says, nor regard any god. Now, because it says that, I believe that it shows that he is not the Pope, as some people try to purport that he is. The Jews would not accept a pope as Messiah. I don't see a Jewish pope, nor do I see a pope as a military strategist, which this one would be, because that takes us here into Daniel 11:38. But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not, shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. The God of forces. Now, I believe that refers to military might and machinery. Now, he separates himself from women and regards the God of force. He places his faith in weapons and he relies on the strength of Satan for power. And so, as you look there at the rest of verse 38, and we see there that he puts up this God and he honors it with gold and silver and precious stones and pleasant things. I believe that that's the same as the image in Revelation 13, verses 14 and 15, where it says that he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. He had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And so we see this as perhaps the Antichrist setting up an image of himself in order to be worshipped. And what an interesting character this guy is. Satan knows that things as gold, silver, and precious stones attract mankind. Pleasant things has the idea of desirable things, things desirable to the flesh. Perhaps that's where the music comes in. Remember back, Daniel chapter 3, the great golden image, you have the attraction of the gold, the beauty, and then you have the music to set the mood to bow down, and hey, everybody jumps on board but three guys. And then they try to kill, but God won't let it happen. But it'll be such that men will be in awe. Evidently, this thing is somewhat like some of the wonders of the world. Now, here in our country, we have the Grand Canyon. I've been there, and I tell you what, when you look into the Grand Canyon, you begin to understand the word awestruck. And I believe that that was the best way to say it when I looked at the Grand Canyon. I was just awestruck and realized what a great God we have. Verse 39 says, thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.